Welcome to the South Carolina State Library's podcast, Library Voices SC. I'm Curtis Rogers, Communications Director, and today I'm pleased to have with us in our studio two staff members from the Richland Library here in Columbia, South Carolina, Sylvie Golod, who is the Career Services Specialist, and Diane Lucy, who is the Business and Careers Manager. The Richland Library's Business, Careers, and Research Center is located on the third level at the main branch and offers job seekers, small business customers, students, and families the perfect place to explore career or entrepreneurial opportunities, attend classes, complete online job applications, or work on a research paper. The space offers a career coaching center, computer classroom, co-working center, a family career studio, and much, much more. I've been there. Believe me, it's much more than just that. So welcome to the podcast.
Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning.
Why don't you go ahead and just tell us maybe a little bit about yourselves and also about how the Career Center came about.
I'm Sylvie Golod, as you said, the Career Services Specialist at the Richland Library, and I'm going into my seventh year in that position, working very closely with Diane Lucy. We had the opportunity to help expand and get the Career Service Center to where it is now, and I'm going to let Diane introduce herself.
Yes, I'm Diane Lucy, the Business and Careers Manager. I have worked for Richland Library for 21 years. I started out as a research librarian, and back in around 2008, we began to notice more and more customers coming to the library seeking career-related assistance. Number one was computer access, because not everyone has their own computer. We also noticed that our customers needed help with online job applications, because not every application is the same. And the other thing they needed help with were the components of the job search process, such as resume, cover letter, references, and thank you notes. So what happened is we started out with creating colorful tip sheets for the major employers in the Midlands. And we also had one mobile lab. It had 10 laptops connected to it, and it moved from location to location in our library system. And as you can imagine, it was heavily used. And after a while, we realized that that just was not enough to help our community find employment. So our director, Melanie Huggins, applied for a Knight Foundation grant, and we were very fortunate to receive that grant in December of 2009. It was a $438,000 grant that had four key components, one of which was to open the job center on the third level at Main.
And I remember when that happened, and it was a huge announcement. I know y'all were really, really excited to get that.
We were so excited, and so were our customers. It was just a great day for our grand opening on June 15th, 2010, and we haven't stopped since then.
I know. In fact, I came over to, since you're so close here in town, I came over for you had a huge press release kind of, you know, I think Melanie got up and you had different TV reporters and all
and the
kinds
mayor
of
was there. It was very exciting.
It was really cool.
A happy day.
Yes, and you had mentioned 2008, and that's also the same time we here at the State Library decided we would do a workforce, have a workforce development trainer, and that was Jason, our staff member. Mm-hmm. And that was the time when, you know, it really, 2008, that was the burst of the housing bubble and the economy kind of really dumped, and you know, we saw a lot of people losing jobs, and so they were coming to the library.
Right, and it's wonderful to know that the community looks to the library as that essential resource. And I know we worked closely with Jason while he was here at the State Library, and he did presentations with our staff, with Sylvie, and some other of the staff members that work in the Business, Careers, and Research Center. And it was a very well-received service. Our customers were always asking, when is he coming back? When are we offering this program again? Is it going to be tomorrow? Is it going to be next week?
Right.
So they definitely appreciated the services. And also, we haven't stopped. It's the people will ask me, and it's very surprising, do people still need help finding employment? They certainly do, as much now as they did back in 2008.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, it's a library service that doesn't go away. You know, it's something that I think no matter what size of library, even if you're in a small rural community, someone, if they're looking for a job or they just want to get their resume looking good, they're going to come to the library.
You know, and that was the catalyst for me is actually I was in the school districts working as a career specialist.
Okay.
And I actually got to meet Jason. Mm-hmm. And I would communicate with him because of the work he was doing here mm-hmm. to help me help the students at the schools. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's I've come full circle, you mm-hmm. know, because of Jason. And, of course, now I'm able to be in the library system, and now I can help people maybe in the schools.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And, it's a win-win. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just such a great opportunity to be able to help. You've talked a little bit about the kind of services that the library offers, and in the introduction, you know, I mentioned that you have the computer classroom and the co-work center and the family career studio and much, much more, I know. So mm-hmm. what are some of the other kinds of things that you do in the career center?
One of the most rewarding things that we do, because I've been doing it now for probably 7 years, is we have a monthly network and support group called Career Encore. And basically we meet, like I said, once a month in the evenings usually, and we spotlight something, an area that where customers may need help, mm-hmm. whether it's with the resume, whether it's with the cover letter, whether it's interviewing, mm-hmm. and that'll start the conversation, because it's a very informal meeting, because we want people to realize they're in a safe space, mm-hmm. and again, it's an opportunity for support, but also networking. And the great thing about the Career Encore group is that we still have members that have been coming for about 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So as they transition from one job, then to another, and to another, they come back, and then we keep helping them with reimagining their careers.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is that this stuff changes.
Exactly.
You know, there are innovations that come up in workforce development and career guidance that might not have been there a couple of years ago.
Exactly. And like you said, it changes. So when you mentioned that, you know, the bubble, the housing bubble, and people needed something, different guidance, career guidance. They needed a job right away. They needed to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. But then as the opportunities improved, then people can think about, well, what kind of career would I like?
Exactly.
So not so much a job, but a career. So then that entails reflection and career assessments. Mm-hmm. And we even do a workshop called the Career Vision Board, where you get to come in and you use art supplies. And you actually, you know, cut out pictures from magazines. And it's amazing to see how cathartic it is for some people, uh-huh. how they learn about themselves as they're doing it. And through that, they're able to discover themselves mm-hmm. through that process.
One of the things, I know I've been over there for a couple of tours, and you have it's a big monitor in one room, and then I think you have someone who goes into another location, and it helps people, I don't know what it's called, but it helps people with if they have to do an online video interview or something.
Oh, yeah. We have a networking center, and it has been a wonderful addition mm-hmm. to the services that we offer, because we offer Skype interviewing, one-way interviewing, and phone interviewing in that space. And I'm thinking of a recent customer who was applying for a job out in New Mexico, and she did 2 Skype interviews in that space, and she did get that job. So,
oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And the other thought that comes to mind is the gal that was doing, it was called a one-way interview, where they get a link in their email, and mm-hmm. it has a certain amount of time where they have to respond to some questions, and this was for a housekeeping position.
Wow.
And so she answered those questions, and as soon as she did that, then of course they get a notice that, you know, thank you so much for applying, and then the next step was to be interviewed in person. So again, not everyone interviews in the same way, mm-hmm. not everyone interviews for a local position. You might be interviewing for a job in Dallas, Texas, for example, mm-hmm. here in Columbia. But again, it offers yet another pathway for our customers to find employment.
And that speaks to a larger issue of people who may not have a smartphone, may not have mm-hmm. computer internet access at home. And, you know, they just need to apply for a job at McDonald's or Walmart. And, you know, sometimes Those locations don't have computers or a place to apply. Some of them do, but you know, their only option is to try to find somewhere locally, like a public library, to come in and do their interviews or apply for something online.
Right, and that's what's so great about our librarians. We work synergistically with our librarians, and some of our, of course, our librarians are certified as career coaches, so they could be on the computer, like you said, trying to fill out an application. I know I was helping a gentleman who was just trying to do a Bojangles application, mm-hmm. and you would think that that would be relatively easy, mm-hmm. and it isn't. Mm-hmm. It isn't intuitive, the internet. So we're able to sit there and guide them, mm-hmm. And tell them how to go about doing it.
Some people might not even have ever used a mouse.
And then I was just getting ready to say that. They're really hunting and pecking, and so we even help them with that, you know, how mm-hmm. to move the mouse, how to put the clicker on there. Mm-hmm. And so they're really appreciative of that.
One thing, having been to the Career Center, I remember noticing a couple of mannequins. And, you know, they were dressed in business attire. And I think that's really, really a cool thing to see, because you have people who may not know how to dress for an interview.
Well, I know one thing. We talked about our foundation that we established in the Career Center back in 2008, and we have expanded our services. We still do use the mannequins, though, as a starting point for conversation about dressing in a professional way, dress for success. And we were very fortunate, because of our recent redesign at the library, to now have a separate career coaching center. And so it's almost like a storefront. You mm-hmm. walk by and you see the mannequins there, and it always starts a conversation. Okay, well, what is that room for? What services do you offer? And so it really has been a great addition to the Business Careers and Research Center.
Have you ever had a patron ask where they can they get the clothes from you?
Well, we haven't had them quite ask that, but you know, I don't know if you remember this, Curtis. Remember we did through Career Encore an open closet? Well, we
oh,
created
yeah.
a whole event mm-hmm. where people in the community were able to donate clothing, mm-hmm. and it was right before Christmas, and so we said, you know, you need to get rid of some of the things in your closet anyway for those Christmas gifts that mm-hmm. you're going to get. Mm-hmm. But the whole community rallied around it, and the whole premise was what you're saying, how to dress for jobs, how to prepare for those interviews. And at the same time, we set up the entire donated clothing like it was a boutique mm-hmm. in a store. People could come. They learned about how to dress for interviews, how to dress even when they have a job, to keep a job. You know, you have to
exactly.
be appropriate
yeah.
With the culture.
And a lot of professions have their quote-unquote uniforms. Like, you know,
exactly.
a banker, you can tell they look mm-hmm. like a banker, you
mm-hmm.
know. And there are all different kinds of things when it comes to attire that people need to be made aware of.
Right, right. So it was quite successful. People were able to leave with a professional outfit and a business casual outfit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the Family Career Studio. What is that?
You want to go ahead, Diane?
I'll start out, and I know Sylvie will share her thoughts as well. So when we're on the floor working with customers, of course, we're noticing our customers. Are they bringing children with them? Mm-hmm. Are we providing books and other materials so that the children are occupied while their adult is on the computer, maybe working on their resume or a job application? So again, the redesign of the building at Main provided the opportunity to create a very special space on our level. It is called our Family Career Studio. It has four computers for adults who are either job seekers or students to work on their assignments, to fill out a job application. And right next to them, there is a play area for the children. We have books and we have coloring sheets. We have blocks. We have a kitchen and some other things that the children enjoy. And we have found that this works so well because no longer did the children have to be tethered to a stroller or sit right next to their parent. It does have a pony wall and a gate so that it shuts. And so the children are right there. Mom or dad or their adult can do their work, and the child can play and have a good time when they come to visit the library.
I'm glad you said that term, pony wall. I've never known what that's called, but it makes perfect sense.
Right. It's just high enough to keep everyone in one place.
Exactly. Although we have had some children attempt to walk the pony wall. So, you know, with children, they keep you focused.
Yes, they do. Uh-huh.
But the other issue, you know, as I mentioned, I was in the educational field as a career specialist in the schools. And that's why we love the Family Career Studio so much, is because we could subliminally impart career literacy, hopefully early, through the toys that are there. Of course, they're manipulatives, through books that are career-oriented. Mm-hmm. And then we even have on the computers areas where parents could even go to get more information on possibly helping their child mm-hmm. with, you know, what do they want to be when they grow up? And then even through helping their child kind of rediscover, well, maybe I could do that too. Mm-hmm. So that's why we've been real excited about the space.
It's like I said, I've been there for a couple of tours and it's really amazing. And one of the other things that I think is amazing and worth pointing out is that you have a really, really nice computer lab where I know you offer trainings. What kind of different training sessions do you offer in there?
We have to tell you, when we first started out back in 2010, we used to teach our classes out in the open.
I remember that.
Yes, and we had a screen that divided the area, but it was not soundproofed. Yeah. So we were competing with cell phone calls and crying babies. So again, we mm-hmm. have a wonderful administration who said, we definitely need a separate classroom. Mm-hmm. And so it has 18 student computers. Of course, there's an instructor laptop. A great projection system. So we have our staff. Sylvie has mm-hmm. presented in there. Some of our other staff members have presented classes and programs. And this would be a great opportunity to also share that we have wonderful community connections. So we have governmental agencies. We have companies in the local area that will come and they'll talk about what it is to be a good candidate, what skills and qualities is that company or organization looking for. And so it also puts the customer in the mindset that they are in a classroom and they are ready to learn.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I never thought about that. You're having, basically, they're recruiters, aren't they?
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
That's really cool.
We've done several of those higher events mm-hmm. and Recruiting Solutions was one of the companies that came out.
Okay.
And they had about over 100 people and good candidates.
Wow,
From that pool. It was very successful.
We should also mention, too, we have a lot of small business connections mm-hmm. in the community, mm-hmm. such as the Small Business Development Center, mm-hmm. the Small Business Administration, and others, and they will come and share their expertise. So, for example, upcoming, there's a program for 10 Steps to Starting Your Business. SCORE has come in the past and done a 5-part series. So, again, we're trying to provide a variety of pathways for the customer, whether they're trying to start a career, they're trying to start a small business, or maybe they're transitioning mm-hmm. from one career to another.
Mm-hmm. And there's also something in South Carolina called SC Boss, which is the South Carolina Business One Stop, and I think you all are involved with that, aren't you?
We are, mm-hmm. and they also come and present for us. So does the Richland County Business Service Center. So again, multiple pathways available mm-hmm. for the customer.
Lots of, and partnerships is a huge part of it. If you don't have those kind of partnerships and people mm-hmm. out in the community who are also working with individuals who are job seekers or doing some kind of workforce development, if they don't know about you guys, then they don't have any way to refer people to you.
Right, and one thing that we have been doing is offering 1 million cups at the library. Mm-hmm. It is an initiative that was started by the Kauffman Foundation. That group meets every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., and it is an opportunity for small business owners to get together. They usually have a presentation from a small business owner and then ask for feedback from the audience. So again, a networking opportunity, just wonderful. We have about 50, 60 people that come every week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
great.
It has really taken off, and it's a sustained service.
That's really great. They used to do that down at Cromer's, didn't they?
They did, but now it's done at the library.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we also, believe it or not, we're going to be getting a cafe soon. And then we also have an opportunity every Wednesday morning. We have a farmer's market that comes every Wednesday morning. And, you know, who does that? Who thinks of a library that has those type services?
Yeah, y'all have your hands in lots of different things.
We do.
One of the other things that popped into my brain was job fairs. Do you ever host job fairs at the library, or are you involved, like, as an exhibitor at job fairs?
Both, yes. And I know we were talking about what do we have coming up in the future. We have two hiring events coming up, one in February and one in April. And then in the fall, we're going to be doing a consider a career in retail and then have some of the local companies come in, again, talk about what are they looking for in a good candidate? What skills are we looking for? And so then they would have the opportunity to be dressed for success, bring copies of their resume, and perhaps even be interviewed on site.
And another area that we also promote highly is the fact that when you're looking for a new position, volunteering is a great way to put yourself out there, expand your area of influence. And so we are actually going to, because we've done this several times, we actually have a volunteer fair. And so we're in the process of organizing that again this year. And we'll have people who, different organizations come and represent, for example, Red Cross will come. We'll have, we even had Palmetto Lifeline, you know. So all different organizations where people could then come, speak to the representatives and learn what is it they could do to give back. But the great thing about that is they learn they can immediately put that on their resume.
That's right. Exactly.
And so, you know, that looks good. That you don't even have to tell somebody you're self-motivated or you have initiative, because if you've got it on your resume, that already says that.
Definitely. We, even here at the State Library, are approached by people who want to volunteer. Some of them are like even bachelor's or master's degree students in library and information science. And, you know, ultimately that will look great on their resume, you know, that they've had that kind of interaction and experience in their field.
In fact, there's a story that came out of Career Encore I'd love to share. There's a lady who, a little over 60 years old, you know, don't need to be specific about her age, but, you know, a lot of times people think when you reach a certain age, well, you know, you're done.
Right.
She literally started an entire new career. And one of the areas that benefited her was the fact that she was volunteering while she was going back to school. She had gotten a scholarship with Midlands Tech. While she was going back to school, she also volunteered. An opportunity came up for her to have a job, and guess who gave her a referral?
You? Or?
Well, no. Well, I was prepared, but the person whom she was volunteering for was willing to write a reference. And the thing that was so powerful about it was it was a competitor of the place that she was trying to get a job.
Oh, interesting.
And she was surprised. She said, "Sylvie, I didn't think that they would write that for me because they were a competitor."
Sure.
But they were so impressed by her that that didn't matter. And so she got the job.
That's great. That's great. And it's those kind of stories that, you know, are really important to, you know, let you know that you guys are doing a great job. So that's really wonderful. What other kind of stories? Do you have any, like, success stories that, you know, someone came in and they said, "Hey, I just want to let you know I got the job"?
Well, we do have one that just came in last week, as a matter of fact. One of my colleagues and I, we were able to work with an organization here in town, Babcock Center. And they said that they needed to have, like, a mini workshop for some of their candidates to improve their interviewing skills. So we thought originally we would get about six. Well, they kept coming. We ended up having 12.
Wow.
So Chris, who is my colleague that worked with me on that, we quickly divided up and we conducted on the spot one-on-one mock interviewing with the lovely people that came. And we just got word that just about every one of them found a position.
You're kidding.
Just about every one of them. So we're just so excited about that.
That's amazing.
We also have special requests from different organizations in the community. For example, we had a group not long ago come from the Department of Mental Health. They were clients. And we had a presenter from our department Chris, a different Chris, and they were able to find out, for example, what tips would this career coach offer to them about finding a job, how to fill out a job application, but also to get them a library card, mm-hmm. to make them feel comfortable about coming to the library, mm-hmm. to use a computer. And so it was a win-win because we hoped and we have actually seen some of these clients come back on their own after that initial visit. And so it was just very heartwarming because for some of them, it was the very first time they had ever been in a library.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's great. They can get their card and, you know what all kind of resources they have available
and
to
plus
them.
Also be familiar with some of the staff so mm-hmm. they would feel comfortable asking for assistance when they come back.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, that's what the benefit of having Career Encore as well. Once a month, you know, they come back and they reconnect. They know it's a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
And the once we got through with the Career Vision Board that we recently just did again, mm-hmm. As I was doing research prior to, I noticed that a year to the date, one of the young ladies that had come, her name was Kimmy, she actually had been unemployed at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned through my research before the next Career Encore that she has since become employed.
Oh, wow.
But has her own blog now. And on that blog, she wrote an article about how creating a career vision board
uh-huh.
changed her perception and changed her life.
Oh, wow.
So I use that as the catalyst for the next, you know, Career Encore.
Definitely.
But what we did, though, we called her and we emailed her and thanked her and told her how proud we were of her. And she said she got very emotional about that. It meant
sure.
a lot to her. So now she's going out there and paying it forward.
That's great. You know, and when you have success stories like that, it really does let you know. You know, because we're public servants. Mm-hmm. You know, folks who work in libraries are here for the public. And those kind of success stories really let you know that you're doing something really good, not only to benefit that individual, but to benefit the community and society at large.
Absolutely. And you think about it, even if one individual finds employment, that has an immediate positive impact on the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we're helping many people each and every day.
Yeah, at multiple levels.
Yes,
it really
absolutely.
Affects a lot of levels. Outside the library, how are either or both of you involved in workforce development projects or maybe even events that take place?
Well, one of the areas, which is a really good jumping off point, but based on what we just spoke about, in the state of South Carolina, there are so many people that are committed to helping people find employment, whether they're in workforce development in the government agencies, whether they're in libraries, or whether they're in the schools. And so one of the areas that I'm working on and feel very fortunate to be working with the organization, the National Career Development Association, which is a national organization that I'm part of and a good many people in the career development field are, we learned that there hadn't been a state division here. So we have started at the South Carolina Career Development Association,
mm.
and it came at a good time
mm-hmm.
because the national office is now holding the regional conference in Charleston, and who doesn't want to go to Charleston, right?
Of course.
And so we're very fortunate because as a state division now, we're hosting that opportunity. So we're bringing all the people in the state of South Carolina who are career, you know, specialists or career practitioners
mm-hmm.
or workforce development personnel
mm-hmm.
together with the common goal of helping people get back to work.
And it's great because at functions or at conferences like that, you can meet people outside of just library workforce development.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can meet people who are with maybe county level offices
mm-hmm.
or state level offices.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the program, the conference that's going to take place in Charleston.
Well, the theme of it is Practical Techniques and Strategies for Career Development Practitioners. And as I said, it's a regional opportunity. So people are going to be coming from all over the Southeast, but we're also going to get the board members that are with the National Career Development Association. So, and they're like a family organization. Mm-hmm. I've realized that over the years being part of them. And so this gives the national office an opportunity to come together with the locals and then see what the needs are and how they can assist mm-hmm. in that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of breakout sessions, and there's a professional development institute the day prior to the event where you can obtain CEUs and mm-hmm. educational opportunities. And of course, you and I are going to actually be presenting at one
of those,
aren't we? And we're actually going to be part of a panel, which is exciting. I've never done that. So, of course, you and I will be representing libraries, but then we're going to have K-12. Mm-hmm. We're going to have higher education. We're going to have government agencies and all coming together to share strategies and techniques that you can kind of put together a toolbox and mm-hmm. go back out and help your specific constituency group.
That's one thing I think a lot of people don't realize is that career development takes place at all levels. Like mm-hmm. you said, K-12, mm-hmm. higher ed, mm-hmm. we've got public libraries, we've got mm-hmm. state, we've got county, city, local governments. Mm-hmm. It really runs the gamut. And it's great to see that because we need to support that kind of growth in whatever our community is.
And also to collaborate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. definitely. So what other, I know you mentioned a few things that were coming up. Do you have any other kinds of projects that are coming up in the future?
Why don't you talk about the cafe and who the person is? Because I think that they'll be interested to
this
know.
This is very exciting news.
This is on the cusp.
Yes. So in February, the library's cafe will be opening, and Sarah Simmons, who is a local celebrity, she was on the Food Channel, uh-huh. will be operating that space. And the unique aspect of the cafe will be that Sarah's going to be bringing in some new restaurateurs who oh. are learning that particular process
oh, wow.
to work on a culinary residency. And so she'll be providing guidance, and we're providing the opportunity for them to learn and grow their craft. And so we're not sure, but I believe that this is a rather unique situation, especially for a public library.
Mm-hmm. That is. I'm speechless. That's really just one of the coolest things. And what's really cool is that I'm in such a close proximity to be able to come over to the library and enjoy that.
Absolutely. And enjoy her wonderful food, too.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Another program that we did, and it was coming out of our North Main branch, just mm-hmm. to, kind of put a plug in for our other locations, too, because, as I mentioned, I mean, we're located at Main, but we also have career coaches at some of the other locations, mm-hmm. but we all help each other. Mm-hmm. And one of the coaches, Randy Heath, over at Main, we just completed helping him last summer with a music entrepreneurship program.
Oh, wow.
And it was during the summer, and had several sessions talking to, and it was targeting teens, but ironically, we ended up having all various age groups come together. So it was really neat to see parents, their children, and even their grandparents participating in this opportunity, learning about the music business, learning how to get their their specific song or how to produce their own music, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, because North Main has their own production booth.
Wow.
And the wonderful success stories that came out of that was unbelievable. And so now, even at Main, we now have a, how do they call the gentleman? He is a music, he's on site helping with the music, and so you could go and make appointments.
We actually have an artist in residence.
Yeah, artist okay. in residence.
Right.
And geared toward music.
Okay. Right, and he's wonderful, and mm-hmm. I think it's just a great opportunity to have that one-on-one exposure to someone like that, for example, and that's what we're hoping with the cafe will help entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. But you have to remember, too, we have lots of customers who just need that encouragement. They need that guidance. It's like we have a program called From Hobbyist to Entrepreneur. How do you take that idea, something that you have passion for, you mm-hmm. enjoy doing, and then create a business mm-hmm. from that love or passion that you have. So there's a lot of exciting things happening at the library, and when we put our heads together, we're always cooking up new ideas.
that's very exciting. And the way people can find out more about what you have, is there like an event calendar? You have your, I think it's richlandlibrary.com/jobs. That'll take people specifically to your information.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. We have our current calendar of events, and for the upcoming month, it will also tell you about the services that we offer, and we do have a classes and events link. And once you get to that link, when you go to www.richlandlibrary.com, you can search that under jobs and careers and actually print out a calendar, not only for our location, but also our branch locations.
Gosh, it's just so much, and we could go on and on talking about all the different kinds of great services you have, but we'll go ahead and wrap it up. So thank you so much for being with us today.
And thank you for having us.
Thank you, Curtis.
And thank you to our listeners. You can find Library Voices SC on Podbean, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio, or add us on your favorite podcast app. Our podcast website address is librarycast.podbean.com. We love hearing from our listeners, so send us your comments and suggestions for future topics. Library Voices SC is the official podcast of the South Carolina State Library. Until next time, this is Curtis Rogers. Thanks for listening.